This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. At the Olympics, it's called the Swimmer's Marathon, more than 6 miles in open water. And today, all the reporters wanted to talk to the woman who finished in 16th place. She's a South African, Natalie du Toit. As NPR's Howard Berkus reports, Natalie is an athlete and an amputee.
Some Olympians get enormous attention simply because they're here. 25 women splashed at the start of the first-ever women's Olympic swimming marathon, jockeying for position in a massive man-made lake outside Beijing. They swam 6 miles in around 2 hours. Russian Larisa Ilchenko won, but a lot of attention during and after the race focused on a swimmer with one leg, a Paralympian making a rare appearance in the able-bodied Olympics.
Fast, you're crowding her.
Let's move it.
Still wet from her swim and wearing a prosthetic leg now, Natalie du Toit struggled against the tide of cameras and microphones and reporters. It's a swarm OJ thick, and at one point du Toit disappears in the news knot, but her handlers manage to pull her free. This is rock star treatment even gold medalist Ilchenko didn't get. In fact, the news conference with the medal winners included questions about du Toit. Ilchenko responded through an interpreter.
I would even go as far as awarding her a separate medal. Looking at these people, just merely looking at them, inspires you. And once again, I have utmost respect for her.
Du Toit lost her lower left leg at a motorcycle accident 7 years ago. She was 17 then, and barely missed qualifying for the Sydney Olympics the year before. Just 3 months after the amputation, she was back in the pool, learning how to swim with one leg. She tried again for the Athens Games and failed, but won 5 gold medals in the Paralympics, the games for disabled athletes. At her own news conference today, she said the new swimming marathon gave her another chance.
For me, it's not about being disabled or about being able-bodied. It's all the same to me. I get up and I race. I'm not a campaigner or anything like that, and it's just my personal dream and my personal goal, and to be here is that dream come true.
Du Toit isn't the first amputee or disabled athlete to compete with the able-bodied in the Olympics, but it's rare. So mixing disability with ability in the games attracts attention and analysis. Chris Waddell has 13 Paralympic medals for wheelchair and track competitions.
She is a lot of why we watch the Olympics. We are watching to see somebody do something that we never thought was possible. And she completely embodies that, the sense of how can somebody with such a perceived disadvantage be competitive or potentially beat other competitors or be the best in the world at what she's doing? It's a human victory.
And it challenges the distinctions often made between abled and disabled, argues Marge Snyder, an executive at the Women's Sports Foundation in New York.
You know, whether or not you have one leg or two legs, one arm or two arms, asthma or no asthma, you can compete on the same level.
Du Toit continues to challenge the distinctions. She competes in the Paralympics in 2 weeks, and she'll keep on swimming at the Olympic level. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.